Welcome back, What Will Land. I don't know if you recall, but it was back in April, the Indiana Department of Education released a list of schools and the estimates regarding the amount of COVID relief funding that each school would be receiving via the American Rescue Plan. And it was estimated that the Fort Wayne Community Schools District would be receiving about $100 million. To get an update, we turn to Superintendent Dr. Mark Daniel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad you're with us. I guess point blank out of the gate, my question would be how much funding did Fort Wayne Community Schools receive regarding the American Rescue Plan or via the American Rescue Plan?
Yes. So if you combine all of those funds, because there are really three levels of those, we're about $154 million.
So you're around $154 million. And to me, obviously, that is a ton of money. And that sounds like a lot of money. But for the district, is it a lot of money? Because I know the district's just huge.
Yes. Well, again, much of that money, well, there are parameters for the use of those dollars. And as you spend them, then you're reimbursed. So, for instance, summer school. We're planning on doing that for four summers. So you're budgeting out 4 years for summer school. So, yes, we'd love to see that grow. We had about 900 students impacted this summer. We'd like to see that grow to engage more students. Air quality, huge piece there in regards to HVAC systems, updating the HVAC systems. You know, we still have three schools that don't have air conditioning. So this provided that opportunity. The whole filtration systems, those types of upgrades. Nurses, we didn't have nurses in every one of our buildings, but because of the CARES Act, it allowed us to move dollars or actually utilize their dollars. Now, we don't know this is long-term or not. We can't probably sustain the summer school program to the level we want it to be, but it gives us a chance to pump those dollars into staffing that hopefully will impact students in their gaps. And hopefully we'll see some of these gaps reduced, and that's our primary goal. So I'll tell you, it was a huge shot in the arm. No pun intended. But I'll tell you, huge shot in the arm. And we're going to, we don't want to leave any money on the table. We don't want to send any of those dollars back to the Fed. So we have to plan out now 4 years, estimating how are we going to utilize those funds. And then you have to use them, because if you don't, that money will go back.
So you have until 2024 to use the funds, or that's just the timeline for Fort Wayne Community Schools?
That's the timeline for all of us. So September 2024, we have to utilize those funds by September 2024. So as you can imagine, with the whole, it's nationwide, actually it's worldwide, trying to find equipment, parts, services, and so forth, specifically in regards to building modifications, air quality, and so forth, you have to do that now. And so we're in the process of, I think the board approved almost a $11 million project for HVAC. But there are also many of our buildings that need upgrade in regards to air quality. That's one of the items. The other is, how can we utilize these funds directly to impact students in their learning? Now, you think that would be easy. Well, we'll just hire more staff. The problem is we have staff shortages. So where do you find these individuals? Where do you find the special ed teachers? Where do you find the reading specialists? Where do you find even instructional assistants to help in the classroom? We're all struggling with that, because everyone has a very similar plan. I'm talking about schools across the country. We have a very similar plan. We're very labor intensive. We need as we've learned over the past 18 months, it makes a difference when students are in person dealing with that teacher in the classroom versus virtual. So with that said, we have challenges. And again, I'll just say this right now, a little bit of advertising for Fort Wayne Community Schools. If you're wanting a job, we have jobs.
I'm really glad you brought up the AC units, for example, and nurses, for example, because I'm sure, Superintendent Daniel, you know that I was going to bring up both of those things as well, because there's been a handful of complaints, and you mentioned it. There's three schools right now specifically that are still without AC units. One that we keep hearing about is Wayndale, obviously. But so that is on the list to try and take care of those needs ASAP. Along with hiring more nurses, because, of course, there's the confirmation of baby monitors being used in some COVID classrooms. So clearly you are trying to use these funds ASAP to make up some of those gaps, if you will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, sooner the better. And it's just, as everyone is experiencing, where do you find these folks?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very tight market, and we're all scrambling to find like individuals. But again, thank you for the opportunity to say, hey, go to FortWayneCommunitySchools.org and you can find plenty of jobs on our website.
FortWayneCommunitySchools.org for jobs. And then, so real quick, is it just safe to say then that money is not the issue?
Money is not the issue, no. We have the dollars. And again, this is emergency. These are emergency funds.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a very unique opportunity. I will never see this again in my lifetime. I hope I don't, actually.
Same.
The pandemic phenomenon, you know, that's what's the catalyst. That is the catalyst. So therefore, you know, what can we do in this unique opportunity with these funds? And it's provided an opportunity for us, yes, to upgrade some of our HVAC systems, the quality of air in our classrooms, but also how can we really load up on personnel mm-hmm. to make it more smaller classrooms, more small groups of students, and really focus on students who are not yet mastering. So great challenge, great opportunity, but you'd think it would be easy. But again, we know what's happening across our country in regards to workforce.
Superintendent Daniel, I appreciate your time this morning breaking down the numbers for us, and most importantly, for your transparency.
You're welcome.
That is Fort Wayne.
Podcasts by Federated Media.